Grace and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. I guess I'll use that one. For our midweek services this year, we're going to do something a little different by looking at some of the saints whose commemorations fall during the season of Advent and pondering on how those saints point us to Christ. And so we'll begin this series the way that we begin Advent with St. Andrew, whose day is actually today, November 30th. It doesn't work out that way for all of them, but it does for two, I think. And so, if you've ever wondered why the Advent season begins when it does, or how to tell when Advent is going to start, all you have to do is either, one, count back 4 Sundays from Christmas, or you can find the Sunday that is closest to November 30th. Why November 30th? Because that is St. Andrew's Day. John's Gospel records Andrew as the first apostle called by Jesus, and his feast day is the day when we begin our march toward Christ. But who is Andrew, and what do we learn about Jesus from him? How does Andrew point us to Jesus? Well, first off, Andrew is a fisherman and the brother of Simon Peter. Now, we know that he is a fisherman, and most of Jesus' disciples are fishermen. There are a couple of tax collectors in there, but other than that, they all like to go fishing. The second time that Jesus called Andrew, after the one that's recorded in our gospel reading today, the second time that Jesus calls him, he and Peter had actually returned home to the Sea of Galilee to go and work their nets by fishing. You might remember that second time that Jesus called them, he said, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." And so, Andrew is a fisherman, but he is also a follower of John the Baptist, and that is where our gospel reading tonight comes from. Andrew, like most followers of John, I'm sure, was looking for some sign of who John was and why he was speaking the way he was and why he was baptizing the way he was in the wilderness at the Jordan River. John isn't necessarily the only one to ever go out there and do that, and yet John's ministry is set apart from all of those other, for lack of a better, pretenders, because he actually is pointing people ahead to the coming Messiah. John calls on people to repent of their sins, to bear fruit in keeping with repentance. So many people from Jerusalem, from Judea, from Galilee, all over, people are coming to John and wondering if he might be the Christ. Well, John, of course, answers very clearly in saying that he is not the Christ, but rather he is simply a messenger, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness. John is there waiting to point people to Christ. And that is where John is when our reading for tonight picks up, when John is standing at the Jordan, points and says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Now, Andrew and another disciple are standing by John when John says this. And so the moment that Andrew hears what John had said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world," Andrew knows exactly what he has to do. He came to find the Messiah. There is the Messiah. John had pointed him to Jesus, and so that is what Andrew does, is to follow Jesus. Now, John himself is not important. What's important about John is that message about Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. So then, who is Jesus, and what does Andrew know about him? At this point, all that Andrew knows is what John had said. Jesus is the Lamb of God. He trusts John that John is telling the truth about Jesus, that Jesus is this coming Messiah, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He knows that Jesus is the one that John has been pointing people to, that the one that John has been preparing people for. He knows that Jesus, the Lamb of God, will take away the sins of the world. And so, once Andrew starts to follow Jesus, he starts to learn more about him. He learns that Jesus is not just the Lamb of God, but Jesus is God, the true God. The confession that Peter makes, that you are the Christ, the Son of the Most High God, that Jesus is truly God. Jesus teaches his apostles over the next 3.5 years that they must be born again, not just of water, as John had baptized, but of water and the Holy Spirit. Jesus teaches them that God loves them so much that he sent his own Son to die on the cross to forgive them, that the world would not perish, but that they would have eternal life. The message that Andrew learned from Jesus is so important that it's something that he absolutely had to share. But something we see very clearly from Andrew. He is not the center of attention like Peter, and he's not someone who wants to be where Jesus is all the time like John, the writer of the gospel. Instead, Andrew is one who wants to bring people to Christ. The moment that Andrew met Jesus and saw the truth of what John had said, Andrew goes and absolutely has to go and find his brother Peter. When later on, when a group of Greek speakers come to Philip wishing to see Jesus, Philip first brings them to Andrew before Philip and Andrew both go to Jesus. These Greek speakers probably felt most comfortable with Philip and Andrew among all of the disciples because Philip and Andrew probably, at a minimum, were the two who spoke Greek. And in fact, their names are Greek, unlike the rest of the apostles. At the feeding of the 5,000, Andrew is the one who goes and finds the boy with the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fish. Andrew himself has no idea what Jesus could do with a shepherd's lunch to feed such a large crowd, but he brings the boy to Jesus anyways. And so Jesus made that small snack into a bountiful feast. All Andrew did was point the boy to Jesus. The more that Andrew learned about Jesus, the more Andrew was encouraged to point others to him. And Andrew does the same thing for us as well. Along with Andrew, we also have been pointed to Jesus by others. Perhaps it was your parents who brought you to church as a young child. Perhaps you came to the faith at a later time thanks to the influence of a friend or neighbor. Perhaps a pastor growing up pointed you to Jesus and encouraged your growing faith. However it happened that we came to Jesus, we have read his word and learned more about him as we have grown up, as our faith has developed. We've heard the Christmas story, that God sent his son into our world to be born as a human baby, to live a human life. We have learned just how great a price it was that God paid to forgive you and give you salvation. That Jesus suffered loss and privation for you. That he suffered crucifixion for you. That he rose again from the dead for you. All of that Jesus did for us. Jesus won eternal salvation for us and for all who believe in him. And in the face of what God has already done for us, we can't help but point others to him, to the object of our faith, the one who gives us salvation. Andrew couldn't help himself. He had to share that good news with those around him, with those who are closest to him. The first thing he does on hearing that good news is go to his family, to his brother. When the opportunity arose, he brought those with whom he shared some linguistic or cultural connection to Jesus to hear Jesus' message. So we also point people to Jesus by our life and by our words. Our family and friends, they see our actions, the way that we show love to others around us. And we can point them not to ourselves, but to the one to whom we know and love, to Jesus. You don't always have to bring it up, of course, but you can respond to others when they ask for the source of your hope, the reason for your life. What is special about St. Andrew isn't who he is. What is special about him is whose he is and whom he pointed others to. On his own, he was just a Galilean fisherman, but God used him to point others to Christ. And the same is true of you as well. What is special about us is that God has revealed himself to us. He has claimed us as his own. He gives us opportunities to point others to him. That's what this Advent season is all about. Yes, it's an opportunity to prepare for Christmas with the shopping, the baking, the celebrating with friends and family. But even more, it is an opportunity for us to, like Andrew, point others to the one who is the reason for the celebration. To point them to the one who came to be the Lamb of God who would take away the sins of the world. To point them to the one who was born in a stable, slept in a feeding trough, was visited by shepherds. The one who was sacrificed so that by his blood he could take away our sins. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Amen. And I may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.